A court in the United Kingdom has ruled that plans for a third runway at London's Heathrow Airport are illegal because they don't address the impact of climate change. The ruling is a first because it cites the Paris Climate Agreement, and it could influence decisions on big infrastructure projects around the world. Damien Carrington has been writing about this for The Guardian. Damien, welcome.
Hi, pleased to be here.
Good to have you. And this is an $18 billion project, this airport expansion. It's been in the works for many years now. What else did the judge say to reject it?
Well, actually, the judges were quite narrow in their verdict, in which they said that the specific thing which the government hadn't done was take account of its own climate change policies, which included the Paris Climate Change Agreement, which the UK had ratified. And because it hadn't done that, then it was illegal to have given permission for it to go ahead. So it's not the end of the story just yet. There could be an appeal from the airport itself, but it was certainly a very big blow. And I think what's important is that the climate of public opinion is also changing. Mm. You know, people are more ill-disposed towards it, which I think perhaps the judge reflected.
Did anyone lay out the argument of how damaging this would be to the climate? For example, I know that the new runway would bring up to 700 new planes every day to Heathrow.
Absolutely, yes. So there's been a long history of this, and so it was first proposed, you know, probably almost 20 years ago, and there's been a lot of back and forth and debate and estimates and reports and reviews and so on about the impact. But it's very clear that you know, passenger numbers would go up from something like 80 million to 130 million a year. Heathrow's already Europe's busiest airport, so there would clearly be an impact in terms of increased emissions of CO2. Where the debate comes is, you know, to what extent can an increase in CO2 from aviation be accommodated alongside all the other reductions that need to happen across society to reach net zero, say, by 2050.
Well, and it's not just the UK. I mean, many other countries around the world have pledged to reduce their carbon emissions. They've signed on to the Paris deal. Is there a sense there that environmental groups will start to make these types of legal arguments for other projects around the world?
Yeah, I think so. So certainly there are plenty of legal cases being taken against fossil fuel infrastructure and also, you know, roads, airports, power stations, that kind of thing. What was interesting about the verdict around Heathrow, it was the first time for a major infrastructure project that the Paris Climate Change Accord had been cited and as a reason for it not to go ahead, at least in its current form. And I think that has galvanized people in terms of being able to point at a, you know, clear international treaty, which may help their cause. Of course, in the United States, we'll see what happens, because as it stands, the United States is due to leave the Paris Treaty on about the day of the forthcoming presidential election.
Mm. And of course, it'll depend on who wins in 2020. We'll see if that continues to matter in the United States. But look, I'm sure there are plenty of people there in London who believe that this project should get done, that it's important for the economy, especially, you know, post-Brexit, when the UK is looking to boost its international profile. What are they saying?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the biggest proponent, of course, is the chief executive of Heathrow itself, who said no third runway, no global Britain. It's as simple as that. So, of course, you know, there are many people who think that the economic side of the third runway could be, you know, a big benefit for Britain and link it to more parts of the world, which may be necessary or useful after Brexit. But I think, again, this is one of the reasons why I think the case or the verdict at Heathrow will be seen as a seminal moment, was that, you know, these two things were weighed up. On the one hand, you've got, you know, the kind of short-term economic benefit, and on the long term, you've got this threat of the climate emergency and all the damage that that would do to the world that we live in. And this is one of the rare occasions where, you know, care for the climate took precedence.
Hmm. And your Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, I guess has not been a fan of the expansion over the years. Here he is in 2015, when he was then the mayor of London. He famously said this:
"I will lie down with you in front of those bulldozers and stop the building, stop the construction of that third runway." Yes.
Now he is the Prime Minister. He's got a lot more power. So what's next? I mean, is the government going to try to appeal this at all?
No, so interestingly, the government said that it wouldn't appeal the verdict. It said that the third runway in Heathrow has to be a privately funded project, and therefore the airport itself will have to pursue the legal process. What's interesting, of course, about Boris Johnson is that from that clip that you played, after that, rather, he became an MP for a constituency in the west of London, which the planes fly over when they go to Heathrow. So that was part of the reason for his opposition. But I think the verdict from Heathrow case has given him a very good opportunity to sort of step back and say, hey, look, you know, the courts have decided there's a problem here. You know, who am I to get in the way? So he could probably get what he wants, which is not the third runway, without having to play a political cost in terms of looking anti-business.
That's Damian Carrington, environmental editor for The Guardian. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Welcome back.